Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 21st, Morning. Compelling Love. The love of Christ compels us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. How much do you owe your Lord? Has he ever done anything for you? Has he forgiven your sins? Has he covered you with a robe of righteousness? Has he set your feet on a rock? Has he established your steps? Has he prepared heaven for you? Has he written your name in his book of life? Has he given you countless blessings? Has he laid up for you a store of mercies that eye has not seen nor ear heard? Then do something for Jesus that is worthy of his love, something more than a mere wordy offering. When your master comes, how will you feel if you have to confess that you did nothing for him, that your love was shut up like a stagnant pool that refused to flow to his poor or to his work? What do people think of a love that never shows itself in action? Why do they say, open rebuke is better than secret love? Who will accept a love so weak that it does not actuate a single deed of self-denial, generosity, heroism, or zeal? Think how he has loved you and given himself for you. Do you know the power of that love? Then let it rush like a mighty wind to your soul and sweep out the clouds of worldliness and clear away the mists of your sin. For Christ's sake, let this be the tongue of fire that shall sit upon you. For Christ's sake, let this divine rapture carry you aloft from earth and empower you to be as bold as a lion and as swift as an eagle in your Lord's service. Love should give wings to the feet of service and strength to the arms of labor. Be fixed on God with a constancy that is not to be shaken. Resolve to honor him with a determination that cannot be turned aside, and press on with an intensity that will never weaken. October 21st, Evening. Direct and personal. Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your heart? Luke chapter 24, verse 38. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Isaiah 40, 27. The Lord cares for all things, and even the lowest creatures come under his universal providence. But his special providence is over his saints. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those that fear him. Psalm 34, 7. Precious shall be their blood in his sight. Psalm 72, 14. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Psalm 116, verse 15. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8, 28. Jesus is the Savior of all who believe. Let this fact cheer and comfort you. You are in his special care. He keeps you as the apple of his eye. My own vineyard is before me. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Let the thought of his special love to you be a spiritual painkiller, a balm to your troubles. I will never leave you nor forsake you, says Hebrews 13, 5. God says as much to you as to any saint of old. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. Genesis 15, 1. We lose much comfort by reading his promises for the church instead of taking them as direct and personal. Believer, grasp the divine word with a personal, appropriating faith. Think that you heard Jesus say, I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Luke 22, 32. Can you see him walking on the waters of your troubles? He is there saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." Mark 6:50. Oh, those sweet words of Christ, may the Holy Spirit make you feel they are spoken directly to you. Jesus whispers consolation. Do not refuse it. Sit under his shadow in delight.